2. National Gallery. Continue straight ahead, passing between the two parts of the National Gallery into Trafalgar Square.
The National Gallery houses one of the greatest collections of Western European painting in the world. These pictures belong to the public, and entry is free. In April 1824, the House of Commons agreed to pay £57,000 for the picture collection of the banker John Julius Angerstein. The 38 pictures were intended to form the core of a new national collection for the enjoyment and education of all. Until a gallery building was constructed, the pictures were displayed at Angerstein's house in Pall Mall. In 1831, Parliament agreed to construct a building for the National Gallery at Trafalgar Square. There had been lengthy discussions about the best site for the gallery, and Trafalgar Square was eventually chosen as it was considered to be at the very centre of London. It could be reached by the rich driving in their carriages from the west of London, and on foot by the poor from the east end of London. It was felt that in this location, the paintings could be enjoyed by all classes of society. The original building was designed by William Wilkins between 1834 and 1838.